The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Now, I have at least two on my person right now, which I use on a regular basis in the hope of getting a few bob off things. But the reason we all have the loyalty cards in our pockets is the cost of our weekly shop has increased so much over the last year. And we've all moderated our behaviour to try and deal with that. One way consumers are reducing their bills is by signing up to all of these loyalty cards with their chosen supermarket that are either going to give you money back or reductions on prices on the shelf. Our reporter Josh Crosby has been examining the increasing use of these schemes and whether they benefit the retailer or the consumer.
If there's no point going into Tesco's without one.
Big price difference, is there?
Massive. It's just entice you to get a club card, isn't it? You wouldn't go into Tesco's without one.
If you're walking in and you checked your wallet and you didn't have it on.
Oh, yeah, walking home and got it, yeah.
And every time I get to the checkout, somebody is there fiddling with either a loyalty card, a credit card, and everybody's on their phone and everybody's saying.
Would this person ever hurry up in front of me?
Yes.
Yeah. And you don't want to be adding to that, so?
No.
You'll pay whatever it is. You don't want to be messing around with these cards.
No, there's no deal. No big deal at the end of the day.
Club cards, real rewards, sparks, advantage and value cards. Whatever you want to call them, each brand to their own. It's all parcelled as loyalty between business and customer, vice versa. But what's really going on when you scan that barcode?
So you know what they're buying, when they're buying, how they're buying, how often they're buying and how much money they're spending. And for that information, they get a discount. It's not about opening a shop, because if you open a shop, people go see it. And they go into it. It's not about obtaining customers, it's retaining customers. And retaining customers is the most important thing. So, because you get the regular customer coming back, and then the bonus is the extra spend that they'll get. You increase customer retention, you increase sales because of that as well. You can promote your own brands more easily and more readily. The retailer will know whether you shop the baby aisle or whether you're shopping the pet food aisle or maybe the alcohol section or whatever. So that they know when to target, what to target for you. They know, for example, how old your child is by the formula that you're buying, for example. So they're able to tag on extra products to that. So they're managing what they call a category.
Damien O'Reilly is a lecturer in retail management at TU Dublin. So for some, it'll be viewed as a win-win. The customers get reduced prices, the business gets to know its clientele.
A 10% off coupon in select ladies' magazines will increase your first-time visitors. Once we get them into the store, the rest is kind of up to you.
Mr. Drebber, our store is 60 years old. We share a wall with Tiffany's. Honestly, a coupon?
Miss Macon, coupons work.
Aside from the larger chains, coffee shops and juice bars have been offering free drinks since they hit the high street. I popped into All Rosie Coffee near Stephen's Green, where I met with one of the owners, Rose Santos, to hear how it benefits a business.
We're only open a year now, and all is going good so far. We pride ourselves on having excellent coffee and really good customer service, so I think a lot of our customers appreciate that, and it's what keeps them coming back.
And when it comes to loyalty schemes, we know some of the larger retailers, the supermarkets, they have the cards. But if you take a step back and just look at cafes and smoothie bars and coffee shops, people are also very aware of the little cards and, yep, and the stamps. But what do you have here now in the shop?
So we use Squid, which is a loyalty app that customers download, and a lot of the coffee shops around use it. So you collect your stamps digitally. For us, it's every 9th coffee. You get your 10th one free. And yeah, the customers seem to really like it. Some people like coming back to get their freebies.
And how many customers would you say would use the app?
I would say 70% of our customers. Just off the top of my head, I would say 70%, yeah.
And what do they get from it? So they get a free coffee at the end?
A free coffee, yes. And I guess benefits of the app is that if they go to other places, they can use it as well for the different coffee shops. So yeah, the benefit is the free coffee.
And from a business perspective, where do you see the benefits in that? Does it attract people in to get that 5th coffee or that 6th coffee?
It definitely does. It keeps people coming back. Like, if they're collecting their stamps during the week, they're more than likely going to keep going until they get the free coffee. And it rewards our customers for their loyalty as well. So it works both ways.
Is that something you see where you are positioned here by Stephen's Green? Is there a big loyal following?
There is, actually, really surprisingly, even though we're in the city centre and there's loads of places to choose from, we have really loyal customers, which has been amazing, especially for our first year. So we're really happy.
Irish business Squid Loyalty found a niche in the market and now has over 300,000 customers using its platform. platform. So the days of the stamp on the physical card may be numbered as loyalty schemes move online. To hear how this trend is changing how we interact with retailers, I spoke with the chairperson of the Consumers Association of Ireland, Michael Kilcoyne. He says he would have concerns about the wide price differences for those who are signed up to a loyalty scheme and those who are not.
Clearly, any store, or certainly none that I know of, sell goods at a loss. So if they're selling it and they're giving them a discount because they have a loyalty card, then what that in effect is saying is, if you give me information about yourself, then I will be able to sell you the product at a lower price. At the end of the day, they're making more profit, I would say, from people that don't have the loyalty cards, but it's hard to put a value on the information that you're giving them by having a loyalty card.
Where do you see it going, Michael? Because I suppose once everyone's signed up and they have a wide pool of customers, will they just adjust prices then again to suit themselves?
Well, it's very difficult to know where it's all going to end because they are always gathering customers. It all comes at a price and ultimately the customer is paying. So while they may be giving you a discount or a voucher or whatever they're given, they have that built in and they know that even though they're given vouchers and that kind of stuff, a lot of these vouchers are never used, but it makes the customer feel good. They feel as if they are getting something for nothing. Problem is that the perception is that if you use the vouchers, you're getting a discount, and if you don't use them, you're actually paying more.
Michael Kilcoyne from the Consumers Association of Ireland on the pros for big business when it comes to loyalty cards. But according to lecturer Damien O'Reilly, the benefits for the retailer go even deeper than just targeted marketing.
They know what you're buying. They're better able then to predict quantities. If I know that 70% of my customers are using a club card and I know what they're buying, especially in grocery stores, I know how often they're buying, the frequency of the buying, the monetary value of what they're buying. So with that information, then I can better predict the supply that I require. So therefore, I can go to my suppliers and say, I need 1 million tins of beans this year. And then they can go then put that into their supply chain and be more efficient in their supply chain. So it has a knock-on effect.
And there are some very attractive price reductions out there by using the card. So this ploy to sign people up, what happens when the majority of your customers are signed up? Do prices start to adjust and balance out again?
Well, what they will do is they'll try and employ strategies within the store, moving around through the store to get you to buy something else.
When it comes to loyalty schemes and shopping points, where do you see the future of retail going here in this space? How will it expand from just your coupons that it might have been around for years, or your rubber stamp in the coffee shop?
They'll offer other incentives rather than giving you a discount off your grocery shopping or whatever shopping that you're doing. Is it offers incentives that you get the opportunity to shop early before the sales, for example. So you get benefits to shopping there. So those type of personalizations are going to be more important in the future.
So even though our shopping habits are being tracked and monitored to an extent, does the average customer care about their data being stored? Or does it all come down to knocking a few euro off the total bill?
I usually use them for boots and stuff.
Yeah. And do you find, are there savings to be made?
I don't know. Like, they add on money. So I suppose near Christmas, it all adds up. But and Tesco's, they're good.
And sometimes would you stop yourself from going shopping unless you had the club card?
No. Like, the good thing now is that you have the app. So, like, I'll always have my loyalty card, so it should be fine.
Just use it for a little there, but that's really the only one I have, and I have a few loyalty cards for coffee shops.
Yeah. And so you just have to do in your shopping?
Yeah, a little, yeah.
Did you find, was there bargains to be got by using the card?
I got a free donut.
Free donut? Yeah, nice way to start your day.
It is. That got me going.
I'm shopping about 6 supermarkets, and I'm not going to have 6 apps on my phone when I go shopping.
So you don't bother with them?
I don't bother with them at all.
No. And you have to do your shopping
today? If it's too dear one place, I go another.
Yeah, so you shop around?
I shop around, yeah.
I have a lot of them and tend to leave them at home. And then people tell me I should use them on my phone, and I'm imminently going to do that, either now or in 10 years or...
You always say you'll get around to it. But
I get around to it, yeah.
But then you end up paying full price, so for your coffee...
The only one that I carry is the Tesco club card.
And do you find, are there benefits to be got from it?
Sometimes they've got very big discounts, and it's worthwhile having your club card just for that.
And some people say that the reason they do it is to collect data. Would you have any concerns about that, or does that bother you?
I'm not too concerned about the Chinese learning what I'm doing, or the Americans, or anybody else. No.
As long as you can save a few euro on your shopping bill.
That's it. I'll take a risk on everything else.
I love the idea of the Chinese just hovering at the checkout, wondering, is he buying fresh grapes or is he buying frozen grapes? I don't know. It's weird. I have to say that everyone talked about the Tesco club card there and not picking a favourite child because all supermarkets are created equal. I don't shop in Tesco anymore because they don't have one. And if I go in and I see the price of things, like, I'm not paying that. And I know it's only a case of signing up online if you want it, but it's just weird how we become dependent on this. And those of us who remember Yellow Pack, remember Yellow Pack that was introduced by Quinsworth back in the 80s when people had no money and it was a cost of living crisis, not dissimilar to this. You know, they just reduced the prices on the shelf as opposed to making a scan a card. There is that whole big data thing that I think Josh has a point about that we're not kind of paying attention to. But are you an outlier? Do you not have a discount card of any kind for your supermarket? Let us know at 53106 for cost of 30 cent, 087-1400-106. Thanks to Josh Crosby for speaking to people on the streets of Dublin.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.